In just over a week, the government here will deliver the final budget of its five-year term. Inflation has slowed, but prices are continuing to rise. And many people are hoping for measures that can help them with everyday pressures. The average cost of groceries, heating and rent are all higher than they were 3 years ago. So how are people coping? Well, our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been finding out.
Inflation has slowed, but the cost of living crisis hasn't gone away. Many people are having to make sacrifices to get by, and this week I wanted to find out how the average person is coping. An article in this week's Irish Times broke down the costs of the basics, and it showed that on average each month, renters are paying about €200 more when compared to 3 years ago. Household energy bills are about €100 more on average, and the food shop is costing around €130 more. So focusing on these basics, I went to Tala and I asked some shoppers about their own lives and how they are handling things. First, I met Jack and Dan outside the square as they finished their weekly shop.
Our food has really gone up. You really have to watch. What you do see a lot of in Tesco's and in Dunnes is the three for ten. And you can juggle those 3 for 10 sometimes really good, you know. You get burgers, meatballs and a small chicken. And you can really work that out. But it's a thing before you didn't have to do before. Now you do have to do it.
After meeting Jack and Dan, I then bumped into Kay as she waited for a lift home after picking up her groceries. I asked her how she juggles things.
You won't go hungry, you know, you really won't go hungry. But like my washing machine was broke ages ago. And I had to leave it broke for ages, you know, to get the price of a new one. And, you know, like that, a lot of my stuff now would be as old, you know. And they just, I turn around the microwave on a couple of months ago, you know.
So you're saying you have enough to feed yourself?
And you'd be able to feed yourself. And
once that unexpected expense comes up.
You're snookered.
I then asked Kay about her energy bills and how she copes with those.
Well, I cope with a very, very good house coat, triple fleece, and that's the truth, yeah. It's a nightmare, but the bills have gone down a little, I will say that, but I don't think that's any thanks to the government, you know.
The next person I bumped into was Peter, who I met outside Aldi at Tala Cross.
The rent is going up, everything's going up, and you can't keep up with it. And they can't fall behind because you're in trouble if you do. Yeah. You know, immediately there's no about it, you're in trouble. You have to keep ahead of it. And it gets frightening because then you have to walk out your fuel shovel, your bills, your rent, your electricity. And it all piles up and piles up. And before you know it, you're stressed out a bit.
Peter went on to say that some weeks he may skip essentials to get by.
You know, in another week you need to buy, say, jeans or runners or river socks, underwear, things like that. And some weeks you can't do that.
Like all of the others I spoke to, Peter is managing to keep up, although in some cases sacrifices are being made. But I wanted to find out a bit more about others who do find themselves looking for help. So I called into the local St. Vincent de Paul's shop, where I met manager Rachel Stewart. The shop's sales help fund the charity's operations, but often they will also get calls from people looking to get in touch with the part of the organisation that provides support.
We've got busier and busier and busier over the last year, for sure we have, yeah.
And what kind of issues are people facing?
They're looking for help for their heating, their food, and just, you know, going back to school is so expensive. You know, you've got people coming in here all the time looking for uniforms, you know, coats, shoes, yeah.
I asked Miss Stewart if she sees people skipping some essentials because of financial strains.
Most people are like that now. They really are. By the time you pay for everything for school or college or, as you say, keep your roof over your head, there isn't much left over. Like, definitely, or like the price of dentist or anything, it's just crazy. Like, most people will do without a thing, you know, because they just can't afford it. They really can't.
After leaving Tala, I later caught up with Nessun Vaughan, who is the chair of the St. Vincent de Paul's National Social Justice Committee.
One in five children is living in poverty. And I think that's a scandal for a very wealthy country like Ireland.
Mr. Vaughan said they've seen a slight rise in calls since last year and talked me through some of the things that he'd like to see in this year's budget that might help alleviate the pressure.
We've had our pre-budget submission that we've made, so we've a comprehensive set of proposals and recommendations to government, so somewhere around income adequacy and increase in the social welfare rates of people who are unemployed and people who are unable to work, people with disabilities, people who are carers, people who find themselves out of work through no fault of their own, and most people are out of work it's through no fault of their own. So we feel welfare rates should be benched against the minimum essential standard of living. Then we would like the introduction of a living wage, a gradual move towards the living wage, so that there's this floor below which people do not drop.
And that was St. Vincent de Paul's Nessun Vaughan ending that report from Gavin O'Callaghan.